Listening Comprehension. Over 85 years ago, when the BBC started its radio broadcasts in 1922, a few dedicated radio enthusiasts saw the potential of a new medium which eventually enabled mass communication. 10 years later, pioneers began to add picture to sound. Broadcasting House became the BBC's headquarters. As technology advanced, the audiences grew from a few hundreds to millions, and not just in England, but worldwide. And whatever was produced followed the company's principle: educate, inform, and entertain. Sitting around the wireless soon became a favourite pastime. It then took just 10 years before, in 1932, about 20,000 homes within a 35-mile radius around Alexandra Palace could watch television. As early as during World War I, the authorities understood the potential of the wireless and were prepared to put money into its development. Therefore, the navigational use of the radio became essential in battle-torn Europe. When World War II started, the radio technology was so advanced that it could be used for propaganda and counter-propaganda, reaching millions of people and informing them about the course of the war. For example, the French resistance relied heavily on their instructions from across the Channel. It wasn't until 1953, however, that television beat the radio for audience size. So when Queen Elizabeth was being crowned, 270 million people were able to watch the service. BBC reporters spread out across the world, and wherever there was a story, a BBC reporter would hold his microphone into the camera and broadcast his impressions from Third World famines to the rioting in US ghettos or the devastation left by Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. So impressive was the impact that the BBC World Service was twice nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.